Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:07 on this Monday, the Big K Morning Show with big guests like the mayor of the great city of Pittsburgh, Ed Gainey, joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mayor, good morning. Mayor. Where did the mayor go?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you doing today?
Oh, you had Marty muted. I get it.
The mayor called me and he said, Marty, thanks for saving Larry's behind. And thank you, Mayor.
I'm sure that's how this went down. Anyway, we appreciate your willingness to talk to us.
So, Mayor, I mean, you live this as I do. I have posted pictures of folks sleeping in boxes, of folks injecting drugs in their arms, of folks in tents right along the bike path where folks are now afraid to go. Man, we're facing a crisis that I've never seen in my lifetime in Pittsburgh with homelessness. Do you feel that, sir?
Oh, absolutely, Marty. We feel that. So we've done a couple things. One is that, last week, and we didn't alert the press anything, me and Rich Fitzgerald actually went over there on the North Shore Trail to walk the trail to see for ourselves. You know, I've always said that, you know, until you go see it for yourself, you really can't assess it correctly. Second thing is, you know, towards the end of October, we'll be opening up the center on 2nd Avenue, and that'll take about 90 of the homeless in. The recruiting for that's already started. We've already begun to send people out to talk about some of the homeless moving in there as well. Thirdly, we sent the group to New York because they say Houston got the best model. So there was the Houston administration went up to New York under Bloomberg, and we went up there with them. We sent a group up there, too, to talk about best practices. And fourthly, I'm just, you know, to be quite honest, Marty, I'm happy to see how many people are getting involved. The business community has been fantastic in terms of working with the county and the city. And, you know, it's a little bit different because in the city, we can't do the plan alone because we don't have the money. We don't fund it. The funding comes from the county. So us working together to create a plan is what I find hope in. Walking in here, there was no plan for the homeless. We had to create it as we go on, and that's what we're doing. And so we will start to see some of the fruit of our labor. But, again, this wasn't going to happen overnight. This took careful planning.
Tell us, Mayor, a little bit more about this new center. We had heard about it, and now that it's going to come to fruition here at the end of the month, what will this new center be able to accommodate in terms of detail? You mentioned a number of homeless. What will they be provided with there?
Well, I think one of the biggest issues is that it's going to be low barrier. And what I mean by that is that in some of these shelters, there's things that you can't do, there's things that you can't have. In this situation with low barriers, even if you come in and you have a partner, you have an animal, you will be able to have that animal or that partner in there with you. There will be wraparound supports, a host of wraparound supports with behavioral health, substance abuse help, as well as we'll have computers in there as well to help people look for jobs. Like I said, it's not a permanent, but it is something that gets them started and moving in the right direction. It's something that we haven't had before that we believe will have an impact on the homeless population in the city. Is that the only thing that we need to do? The answer is no. We're continuing to plan as we go and continuing to look at the best practices we can help this situation.
Hey, Mayor, I know a lot of cops, and you know that, and you're deeply engaged, actually, in conversations with them, and, you know, I respect that. Here's what they tell me. Fine. Folks have mental illness and homeless issues. Fine, we got to address that. But we got guys dealing drugs, using drugs, and defecating in the streets. And I know you know this, and it's disgusting. They were not allowed to arrest. Is that accurate, sir?
No, it's not accurate. If they're out there doing drugs, if they're out there selling drugs to people, then, of course, we're doing what's necessary. If they're out there to harm people, they can do what's necessary. What we said is that being homeless, the unhoused, is not a crime. Marty, I've never woke up trying to meet somebody, and you know this, that wants to be homeless.
Right.
There's a range of issues. And just here's the other thing. Is just putting them in jail, Marty, that doesn't help the situation. No. They'll be out in 48 hours, and they're going to be worse than when we went in. Now, if they commit a crime, that's different. Do what you have to do. But by no means do we want to say that the homeless is a crime. We know it can't be. We got veterans out there. We got a whole lot of host of people that got a host of different situations and issues. And if we're not trying to find ways to address those situations and issues, it's a problem. Now, Marty, I'm going to take you with me, but I'm going to tell you something. This is real time right here. The fire alarm just went off in the city county building.
Whoa, listen.
So we are on our way out the door. They are ushering me out the door. As you can probably hear, they're saying attention. Not sure which way I'm going, but come on with the interview. Let's go.
Hold on, Mayor. I want to ask you something. This is my town like it's your town. We live in a town where middle-class folks can't afford a home. Is that accurate, sir?
You know, living in a town, absolutely, where it's being difficult. But again, Marty, that's why I've been so laser-focused on affordable housing. And the administration is showing that with development comes our way, that affordability is embedded into the project.
Mayor, we'd love to spend more time with you. Maybe we can schedule you regularly for us or invite you to come in and cover some more details about the work you're trying to do in the city.
Come on, Mayor. We'd love to get you an hour a month and work with Maria, who I love. Ask the mayor. You take calls and give him the truth like you always do. Would you think about that?
So let me say this. Marty, we wanted to do this earlier. I don't know Maria was out for a while. And we only got two people. We got to address that situation as well.
All right.
When we talk about communication, throughout the decade of government in the city, we've only had two people in the communication department. We know that's prehistoric, and we got to change it.
So you're going to work on doing that with us?
Huh?
So you're going to work on doing a regular hour with us?
I will work on it, absolutely. I will work on it. Let me get everything down packed.
All right, man.
But, Marty, let me say this, too. Here's why I'm proud of my team, and you know this. We haven't kicked one issue down the road.
I agree.
Every issue that's come up from
day
one, we've addressed and been able to create plans to address it. We will continue to do that. But some plans, it takes time because there was nothing here.
I agree.
It's not like we're going on something that was present.
I agree.
We're building the present right now. So at the end of the day, we will continue to build to do what's right to move the city forward. We won't kick no issue down the street.
Mayor, before you go, the fire alarm, are you seeing anything, smelling any smoke or any issue?
No, I'm just shocked. This is the first time we've ever had this. So I'm just looking around like, what's going on? But
breaking news. Mayor.
Everything's going all right, so that's why I said come on with the interview.
All right, man.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time. We do want to talk to you, and thank you for addressing the homeless issue in our town. We love this city, and we want to make it better.
Yeah, I love this city, too. I think we all do, but, you know what I mean, we can't add on to the trauma just throwing the unhoused in jail. If they're breaking the law, they're doing something that's wrong, yeah, we want them in jail. But the reality is we have to have a plan that's going to have wraparound support services to be able to deal with this.
Understood. Appreciate your time again. Thank you, Mayor.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
Yeah, be safe. Let us know what's happening down there with the fire alarm.
Firefighter Gainey.
Yeah.
My man.
Maria said she'll just follow up with you on this one.
All right, man. All right. Thank you.
We got you, man.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks.
Peace.
You too. Mayor Ed Gainey, the city of Pittsburgh, live in breaking news. Fire alarm at the city county building.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.